I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. We're launching the 2018 season. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. It's good to be back and talking about fishing again.
Now, it's mid-May, and one of the things that fishermen are looking for right now are squid. They typically show up in our waters this time of year. What are you hearing about the arrival of squid?
Well, we've been hearing that it's a very good year for squid so far. Like you mentioned, every year it's around this time they show up. They move into Vineyard Sound to spawn, and they form big groups off the south side of Cape Cod between Hyannis and East Falmouth. And we've seen commercial fishermen out there pulling nets. They're doing really well on squid, and then recreational fishermen have been going out and using squid jigs, and they're doing very, very well also.
One of the reasons that fishermen keep an eye on squid is because bigger fish like striped bass love to eat them. I'm interested to know what reports you're hearing about striped bass migrating into our waters then.
Right. Striped bass is the big fish around here, and every spring they migrate into our waters. Typically, we see the smaller striped bass return first, and then the bigger fish, which stay down south to spawn, they'll come later. Now, last year at this time, we already had some big fish around. This year is a little slower than last year, or perhaps a little more typical. We're seeing mostly smaller fish, what fishermen call schoolies, and just now starting to see some keeper-sized fish. Those are fish over 28 inches. But with every passing day, we should see more fish, bigger fish, and it will only get better.
Is it the water temperature that affects how the striped bass move in, whether they come early or later?
It seems to play a big role, especially if the water stays cool down south. So those big fish are up in Chesapeake Bay, Delaware River, and Hudson River, and they won't spawn until the water gets warm enough. So back in mid-April, water was very cool. They didn't feel like spawning, so they sat around. They waited a couple more weeks. They're finishing up now, and reports are that they've left the spawning grounds and are starting to head this way.
How about other fish? Are you hearing about bluefish moving in?
Well, bluefish definitely like to eat squid as well, and we've just gotten the first reports of some bluefish off the south side of the Cape. Usually after you hear of one or two, it's within a few days that you hear of lots of them, so definitely keep an eye on those beaches. Right around where the squid have been is where you'll see big schools of bluefish come in and start tearing through that bait.
Round up the fishing forecast for us. If you're going out this weekend, what should we be looking for and where should we be going?
Well, the good thing is that striped bass are starting to spread out. They're moving through the Cape Cod Canal. We're hearing about them in the Cape Cod Bay side, off the south side, and throughout Buzzards Bay. It's a good time if you're a shore fisherman because a lot of the striped bass are running along the shorelines in our harbors, rivers, estuaries, places like that where the water's a little warmer. The other thing going on is the sea bass season opens up on Saturday, May 19th. And the sea bass fishing should continue to be very good as it is every year. Scup fishing also very good, and your best bait for scup and sea bass is cut pieces of squid.
What's the sea bass limit this season?
This season, the limit is 5 fish per person. They have to be at least 15 inches long, and the sea bass population has been very healthy. A lot of fish out there, so it shouldn't be too tough to find your limit.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. You'll find a link on our website, capeandislands.org. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.